Well, I feel pretty comfortable at one, but I've played two of them in games. I've been the backup center a bunch of times when we've had guys hurt, so I feel like I could do all of them if I was needed to.
Logan, how difficult is this for you? I mean, I know you obviously have a ton of experience at left tackle in college.
Yeah.
How hard is it to transition back out there on the fly the way that you had to go?
Yeah, it is a lot of different angles. You're going against faster guys. I'm used to the big, powerful guys, and now I got speed guys on the edge. And it's just something I had to get used to and learn on the fly there on Sunday. So it went pretty well, though, so we'll see. I don't know what our plan is this week. We have a bunch of different options, and we'll hopefully get it figured out before Sunday.
If you do wind up playing, is there a different element where now the team's got a chance to look at you on tape as a left tackle and they're probably going to throw some new stuff at you?
Oh, definitely. There was no tape before. Well, there was, 10 plays from a couple years ago, so there wasn't much. I try to get out there. I always watch Matt Light for all those years. We're kind of the same size, so I figure when I'm out there, I should try to do what he did.
And would you practice today?
Me? Everywhere. Left guard, left tackle. We don't know what we're doing yet, so we're seeing what all the options are still.
When that happens, Logan, is it just a mental? How long does it take for you to adjust, I guess, mentally? Say, okay, we have to go here, we can do this. I mean, the next thing you know, there's a couple plays in and everything else. How hard is that adjustment?
Well, from a scheme-wise, it's not that hard. I know all the plays at every position, so that's not too tough. But just the overall different angles, different footwork, that kind of thing, I have to process that pretty fast. I think so. You're running around a lot more. Those guys are faster. You're not always just getting someone slammed into you. So my feet got to be a little quicker, move them a little faster. Sometimes, not all the time. Like I always tell our guys, some plays a tackle I think are easier than a guard, and some plays that a tackle are a lot harder than plays a guard. So it goes both ways.
How will your preparation this week maybe, expand in terms of the opponents you're going to be looking at? Because just like it happened at the end of that game, you had to kick out nine and maybe have to account for more defensive players in your film study.
Yeah, you're right. I think as the week goes on, the more and more we know, the more I'll know on what I have to do. And at this point, I'm just looking at both to see what's going to happen. We still don't know what Nate's status is, and we got other guys that have played tackle before, so we're seeing what's going to happen, letting it play out.
Let's say, and who knows where it's going to play out, but let's say it does play out, you're at tackle. What would be your thoughts on, locking up against two very good edge rushers, Doomerville, Suggs, guys you obviously know a lot about, but probably haven't really played against
in
the position?
You're right. I've lined up across from those guys a bunch of times, but usually they're always on the tackle, so they've both played in this league a long time, and I've seen them on film tons of times. So they're both very good players. They're good at what they do. They're both powerful guys, and they get the job done out there. They're very good.
Can you play tight end?
I could catch. I don't know if I can get open, though.
What have you seen from them on film lately? They seem to be improving.
Yeah, they are. They're very good. I think every statistic that you look at, they're right there at the top. Are good at third down, good in the red area. They don't give up any points on the first drive of the game very often. They're a good defense, and they're playing really well.
Do you see
a lot of similarities between your team and their team in the way you play the game?
Yeah, they've had a lot of tight games just like we have that have came down to the last play, last series there. So they're battle-tested in those tight games also.
They talk, as they say, rivalry start when great teams play very important games against one another. You guys have certainly played some important games against this team.
Yeah, we have two AFC championship games in a row, so we've had big games against them, and we've won a few, they've won a few, so it's we've had some good games the last couple of years against each other.
A couple of times a day, Belichick has called them a championship.
your thoughts on, I guess, meeting the challenge of dealing with a team that he has such high respect
for? Oh, yeah, they're good. You know, they're a physical team. They're good in situations. They're good in all three areas. They're battle tested. They won the Super Bowl last year. Not all those guys are back, but a lot of them are. And they're well coached. They never give up either. So they are a good team.
Logan, happy holidays. Can you just talk a little bit about your favorite part of the holiday season outside of football?
I don't know. Being with family.
When you know that they're going to be on the schedule, or you know that you're going to face them in the playoffs, what is the first thing that comes to mind, you know, with the Ravens organization facing them?
Well, they're always a good team. Well, since I've been around, they've been good. They're always in the hunt. They're always a physical team, well-coached team. They've had good coaches, and they always play hard. So, and they've always had a good defense since I've been around, and they've always been a tough matchup for us.
What have you seen from Josh Klein?
Josh? Yeah, Josh, he's improved a lot this year since he came here in training camp, and he's worked hard. He's really bought into the techniques that we use, and he's just been getting better and better.
Did you have a quick word of advice for him when he was tossed in there last week?
No, there wasn't time. I was just standing there in the huddle, and he's yelling at me to go to left tackle, and I'm like, what now? Did Nate lose his shoe again? Like those last few games when I had to go to left tackle, and then pretty soon Nate hadn't showed back up, so I figured I was stuck there.
You've talked a lot about how you guys practice in different combinations to prepare for an opportunity like, you know, in the chance that something like this happens where so many guys are hurt, but this could potentially be, this is a little different, I think, even than what you would normally prepare for. Is that right? Or
yeah, it's tough. We've had a lot of injuries at tackle this year, so we've had to juggle things around, and I think that's it's been good for guys to get different looks, and then because we've had to practice like that a couple times, I was a little more prepared to be out there than I would have normally.
So Josh is the one that told you to kick out?
Yeah, as he's running on the field. I didn't even know Nate was hurt, or he was. I didn't even know he wasn't on the field anymore.